It's Thursday, August 24th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Following a tip-off from Spanish police, the mayor of Rotterdam, Netherlands, has confirmed that a small van with Spanish plates and gas bottles was found near a rock and roll concert venue where the U.S. band A La Loss was set to perform last night, reports the UK Express. Dutch police officers stopped the Spanish driver and took him into custody. The news comes just days after a van was driven into pedestrians in Barcelona, killing 14 and injuring 130 in one of the worst atrocities ever seen in Spain. On Tuesday night, President Donald Trump was fired up at the campaign rally in Phoenix, Arizona. He objected to Democrats who opposed the border wall.
Now, the obstructionist Democrats would like us not to do it, but believe me, if we have to close down our government, we're building that wall. Let me be very clear to Democrats in Congress who oppose a border wall and stand in the way of border security. You are putting all of America's safety at risk.
And the president spoke out against the filibuster rule, which is blocking his legislative initiatives.
We have to get rid of what's called the filibuster rule. And if we don't, the Republicans will never get anything passed. You're wasting your time. Right now, we need 60 votes and we have 52 Republicans. That means that 8 Democrats are controlling all of this legislation. We have over 200 bills.
Christian brothers and activists Jason and David Benham said Monday's solar eclipse signifies spiritual darkness in America in the wake of the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, reports the Christian Post. They shared their thoughts in a recent Facebook video. David Benham offered this observation.
As we're headed into this solar eclipse, it is a physical manifestation of a spiritual truth that there is darkness, spiritual darkness on this land. God is planning for deliverance, and so we as Christians have to rise above it.
Jason Benham elaborated.
When God plans deliverance, Satan plans destruction. It's been that way all throughout Scripture. Even in the time of Moses, God planned the deliverance for the children of Israel. And then the response that Satan puts in the mind of Pharaoh, kill the babies. Several thousand years later, God is going to deliver all of humanity by sending a baby, Jesus. The devil puts a plan in the mind of Herod, kill the babies.
David emphasized that Jesus did not stand for racial division, even when he was targeted by Samaritans who did not like the Jews. In advance of the countrywide vote this fall on whether to approve homosexual faux marriage in Australia, Hillsong pastor Brian Houston said, quote, "Changing the definition of marriage has wide-reaching ramifications and should not be taken lightly by any society," unquote. Houston unequivocally asserted that the Bible is clear that marriage is between a man and a woman, reports premier.org.uk. Justin Trudeau, the nominally Catholic Canadian Prime Minister, has urged his Irish counterpart to consider abortion in Ireland as a, quote, fundamental, unquote, human right, reports Breitbart. During a 3-day meeting in Canada between Trudeau and the openly homosexual Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, the two leaders spoke about Varadkar's intention to hold a referendum next year aimed at repealing the 8th Amendment to the Irish Constitution, which protects the right to life of the unborn child. Proverbs 29:2 says, "When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan." Televangelists Paula White and Jim Baker weighed in on the Trump presidency on Monday. I'll share some of the key sound bites in my special report immediately following today's newscast. While pit bulls get a bad rap, two pups in Brandon, Florida are being hailed as heroes after they rescued a toddler and an infant from a copperhead snake, reports WFLA-TV. While the pit bulls named Slayer and Paco were playing in the yard of their home with their owner's grandchildren, 4-year-old Zayden and 1-year-old Mallory, they suddenly became transfixed on a copperhead in the grass. The dog's owner, Melissa Butt, explained that after the children were brought inside to safety, the dogs continued to stand guard until the snake lashed out and bit Paco on the elbow and Slayer on the snout. After Slayer slayed the snake, the dogs were rushed to the emergency animal veterinarian, according to GoodNewsNetwork.com. After being treated with antivenin, Slayer and Paco are now recovering back home, and their family is overwhelmed with gratitude. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, August 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. And now, my special report. This past Monday, televangelist Paula White, one of President Trump's Christian advisors, appeared on the Jim Baker Show, where she defended the president.
And they even say about our president, well, he's not presidential. Thank goodness. And I mean that with all due respect, because in other words, he's not a polished politician. Whether people like it or not, has been raised up by God, because God says that he raises up and places all people in places of authority. It is God that raises up a king. It is God that sets one down. And so when you fight against the plan of God, you're fighting against the hand of God.
Jim Baker expressed his appreciation for President Trump's pro-life policies.
He gave us a president who said we're not going to murder babies. You can't be blessed and murder 50 million babies. You can't. You can't. You can't. You can't.
Baker was also thrilled with President Trump's May 4th executive order, quote, to defend the freedom of religion and speech, unquote, for the purpose of easing the Johnson Amendment's restrictions that prohibits all 501c3 nonprofit groups, including churches, from endorsing or opposing political candidates.
This is what I waited for most of my life. The government has tried to destroy the church people for decades and decades and decades. And he said, as long as I am president, no more ground.
While both White and Baker have had their fair share of scandals and tout a name-it-and-claim-it theology disconnected with biblical orthodoxy, in this instance, they spoke the truth. This has been a special report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.